AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A jury verdict in the shooting death of Sonya Massey, a black woman killed by a sheriff's deputy. Jennifer King has details.
In Illinois, Sean Grayson, the former Sangamon County sheriff's deputy who fatally shot Sonya Massey, has been convicted of second-degree murder in a case that raised new questions about police shootings of black people. Grayson's set to be sentenced January 29th and could receive anything from probation to 20 years in prison. Grayson and another deputy arrived at Massey's home in Springfield, Illinois, early on July 6, 2024, after she called 911 and reported seeing a prowler.
I heard somebody outside.
Body camera footage was a key part of the prosecutor's case. Grayson testified that Massey was acting erratically and he was afraid she was going to scald him with a pot of boiling water.
I'll puke you in that. You better not. I swear to God, I'll shoot you in your face.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Drop the
Grayson was fired after his indictment. The sheriff who hired him retired, and Massey's family settled a lawsuit against the county for $10 million. The case also prompted a change in Illinois law requiring more transparency on the background of law enforcement job candidates. I'm Jennifer King.
Hurricane Melissa has left a trail of destruction across Cuba, Haiti, and Jamaica. The storm made landfall in Jamaica yesterday as a Category 5 hurricane, with winds reaching 185 miles per hour. At least 8 deaths reported there, widespread power outages and communications blackouts hampering efforts. Officials say at least 23 people have died across Haiti. President Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping are meeting face-to-face today in South Korea amid tensions over tariffs.
We've been talking a lot over the last month, and I think we're going to have something that's going to be very, very satisfactory to China and to us. I think it's going to be a very good meeting.
And in Brazil, police say the death toll at a massive raid on a notorious Rio de Janeiro drug gang has risen to 119. That includes 4 policemen. The operation involved 2,500 police and soldiers. This is AP News. Damian Troisi has the AP Markets Report.
Stocks wavered to a mixed close. The S&P finished virtually flat. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 0.2%. The NASDAQ rose 0.5%. All 3 indexes were coming off all-time highs. Wall Street was on track for modest gains following the Federal Reserve's decision to cut its main interest rate for the second time this year. But the gains mostly reversed after Fed Chair Jerome Powell later warned that a cut in December is not a foregone conclusion.
Risks to inflation are tilted to the upside and risks to employment to the downside. A challenging situation. There is no risk-free path for policy as we navigate this tension between our employment and inflation goals.
Damian Troisi, New York.
And NVIDIA's become the first $5 trillion company just 3 months after the chipmaker broke $4 trillion. There's more news at APnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Cobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.